Michael's Optical is now exclusively in Atascadero, owned and operated by the same family who founded Michael's in 1979. Michael and Kathy Nutt, thank you for all the support you have given them over the years. Glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. At their Atascadero location, there's fast quality eyewear, convenient parking, as well as special Saturday hours from 10 to 4. At Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast quality eyewear, custom adjustments, repairs, and one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. Take advantage of our VIP savings and ask about exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Giants interim head coach Mike Kafka announced that quarterback Jameis Winston will get the start on Sunday against the Packers. This will be Winston's first start since joining the Giants earlier this year. Jackson Dart remains in concussion protocol after suffering the injury last week. Elsewhere, Ravens quarterback Lamar Jackson was not at practice on Wednesday. Head coach John Harbaugh said Jackson is dealing with knee soreness, but that he is expected to be okay. The Jets have ruled out wide receiver Garrett Wilson for Thursday night's matchup with the Patriots. Wilson has been dealing with a knee injury he suffered last week against the Browns. And the Cardinals will also be without their receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. Head coach Jonathan Gannon revealed that Harrison had an appendectomy earlier this week and will miss Sunday's game against the 49ers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Need to sell your house fast? Whether you're facing foreclosure, stuck with bad tenants, or just ready for a fresh start, House Buyer Network can help. We buy homes as is for cash. No fees, no commissions, no repairs. Get a fair cash offer in just 24 hours and close in as little as 7 days. Call 833-719-5877 now for your free no-obligation offer. That's 833-719-5877. House Buyer Network. Fast cash, no hassle.
Offers are typically below market value in exchange for speed and convenience. Call for details.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles with a full line of Carhartt jackets, vests, and pants. Wolverine fleece flannel shirts, 20% off. 20% off Justin work boots. And a full stock of insulated coveralls and bibs from Key. And of course, at D&J Camping and Clothing, special orders are welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, November 13th. I'm Chad Stevens.
New parking lot proposed for San Luis Obispo County Airport. Atascadero to host Fall Festival this weekend. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with rain today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is being brought to you on KPRL by North County Septic Service. Number one in the number two business. Give them a call, 239-3838 or at northcountyseptic.com. Now with the most comprehensive local news, here's Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialist. As the San Luis Obispo County Airport continues to expand and see increased traffic, there have been periods where its parking facilities reach full capacity. An item on the next Board of Supervisors agenda proposes the construction of two new additional parking lots adjacent to the existing public parking area. These will provide additional parking during peak periods, special events, and construction-related closures of existing lots. The total estimated cost of construction for the two lots is $960,000. The project will not impact the county's general fund, with funds taken from the airport enterprise fund balance. This item will be discussed by the County Board of Supervisors in its meeting on Tuesday, November 18th. Atascadero Fall Festival returning this weekend. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The City of Atascadero's 5th Annual Fall Festival is returning this weekend. This free admission event will transform the beautiful sunken gardens in downtown Atascadero into a family-friendly, full-scale carnival. Enjoy rides, games, vendors, breweries, entertainment, music, and more. The Fall Festival starts on Friday from 4 to 10 p.m. Then, this Saturday and Sunday, the festival will last from noon to 10 p.m. Also on Saturday will be the Colony Days Parade, kicking off at 10 a.m. behind the Administration Building on Lewis Avenue. The parade will head across the Arch Bridge and continue as Lewis Avenue becomes Capistrano Avenue, reaching Highway 41 and turning onto El Camino Real. The parade will continue right onto Entrada or West Mall and end near Lewis Avenue. Friday's concert for the Fall Festival will be Los Hermanos Mendoza. Then on Saturday will be reggae legend Pato Banton. Tickets include two complimentary Suds at Sunken Gardens Boutique Beer Festival if you stay with a lodging partner. For more information, you can visit AtascaderoFallFest.com. A winter wreath workshop will be held in Templeton Saturday, November 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Celebrate the cozy season with learning how to craft your own stunning preserved natural wreath. Everything to create a wreath is included in this workshop, including seasonal dried flowers, foliage, textures, a ribbon, and of course, step-by-step guidance so you can design your unique wreath. No experience is necessary. Classes are $75, fit for ages 12 and up, and will include light refreshments. You can sign up online using the link found at templetoncsd.org. The El Camino Homeless Organization's annual Turkey Trot 5K and Fun Run will return to the Atascadero Lake Park. This cherished holiday season kicks off on Thanksgiving morning, bringing together friends, family, and neighbors to celebrate and help fuel Echo's mission to help individuals and families find housing and stability. The Be Loved Foundation will match all donations made by individuals, including ticket purchases. Participants of all ages are welcome to join in on the fun with a suggested $20 donation. Proceeds benefit Echo's comprehensive programs to provide safe shelter, nutritious meals, and essential services to assist individuals and families achieve housing stability. Trophies will be given to first and second place 5K runners for men's, women's, and under 18 divisions. Thanksgiving costumes will be recognized for the best individual, group, and animal. To learn more or sign up, you can visit echoshelter.org. Applause Children's Theater will be presenting two holiday-themed shows this fall for families to enjoy. Applause Children's Theater, or ACT, is a local theater nonprofit organization that seeks to nurture aspiring young actors in the community to help them gain valuable performance skills and knowledge in theater. The two shows this fall are The Sound of Music and Charlie Brown Christmas. Here's the director of the two shows and founder of APC, Vicki Mullen, with information on showtimes and dates.
Sound of Music is November 14th or 15th. Friday night is at 7 o'clock, and Saturday there's two shows, one at 1 o'clock, I think it is, and 6 o'clock. Charlie Brown is November 22nd only, which is a Saturday. And there's two shows again, one at 11 o'clock in the morning and one at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And you can get your tickets on Applause Children's Theater website.
And here's Vicki once more encouraging parents to bring their children to see these local live theater productions.
If your child is too busy to be in theater because of sports or school or dance, bring them to theater. Bring them to see live theater and see kids their own age up there, you know, performing, because seeing live theater is so different than watching TV or watching a movie. And when we do historical shows, you know, you can learn a lot from them.
Again, for tickets or more information, you can go to applausechildrenstheater.com. In sports for the NFL, tonight the Jets will face the Patriots. In the NBA, the Nuggets beat the Clippers 130-116. The Thunder over the Lakers 121-92. The Hawks beat the Kings 133-100. The Warriors over the Spurs 125-120. Tonight, the Cavaliers will face the Raptors. Utah Jazz will go against the Hawks. And the Pacers will face the Suns. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. Court appearance for Dana Williamson, Governor Gavin Newsom's former chief of staff, now charged in a federal indictment, accusing her of helping to steal money from inactive political campaigns and funneling the money to a friend. Williamson with little to say to reporters.
You guys still contact my attorney?
Talk to her.
You have nothing to say to the people of California, Ms. Williamson.
Court documents listing Sean McCluskey as the co-conspirator who received the funds. He's former chief of staff for former Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra. Newly obtained emails released by House Democrats raising more questions about the relationship between President Trump and Jeffrey Epstein. California's Robert Garcia is ranking Democrat on the Oversight Committee.
This email from Jeffrey Epstein saying that Donald Trump spent hours with one of the victims, or that he knew about the girls. I mean, these are things that should bother us.
A House vote scheduled next week on whether to release all the documents in the Epstein case. Several days of rain moving in. Jeff Scott, California News.
This is an important notice to all U.S. taxpayers. The IRS is giving away billions of dollars in tax savings through a federal program called the Fresh Start Initiative to aid delinquent taxpayers. This initiative was established for anyone facing financial hardship and unable to pay their back taxes. Qualifying and enrolling in this program will stop all collections, settle your delinquent tax problem, and even reduce what you owe by thousands of dollars. Call the hotline at People's Tax Relief to see if you qualify and get this free information by dialing 800-924-7415. If you have unfiled tax returns or cannot afford to pay your personal or business back taxes, you can now get the help you need. One simple phone call can resolve your tax problem and save you thousands of dollars. To see if you qualify and to get this important free information, call 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415. 800-924-7415.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California aquaculture producers are getting ready for a busy holiday season when demand typically rises for freshwater fish and seafood. Aquaculture producers across California are consistently supplying high-quality seafood and recreational fish. This is especially true during the busy holiday season, as many growers provide products for special occasions and family gatherings, Butte County aquaculture producer and consultant Tony Vaught told AgAlert in a field report. The state produces a diverse range of freshwater fish, including tilapia, channel catfish, trout and steelhead, as well as saltwater fish, oysters, clams, and mussels. California also produces most of the nation's caviar from sturgeon farms. Demand for these products remains strong due to reduced wild catches and increasing global seafood consumption, Vaught said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. Cloudy skies today with some rain, highs in the upper 60s, south winds at 20 to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with showers tonight, lows in the mid-50s, south-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Showers early tomorrow, then clearing up a little bit later in the day, highs in the low 60s, south winds at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy with an inch of rain on Saturday, showers on Sunday and Monday. Partly cloudy on Tuesday and Wednesday, cloudy on Thursday with about a half inch of showers. Upper 50s Saturday, low 60s Sunday, upper 50s on Monday, low 60s Tuesday and Wednesday, 60 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. John Jewelry Company. 5255 El Camino Real Atascadero, open this morning at 10 o'clock. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
Hi, Lindsay from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Curious about lab-grown diamonds? They were first created in the 1950s, but they didn't come to the retail jewelry market until about 15 years ago. However, the labs couldn't produce top-quality diamonds, and prices were barely less than natural stones, so it made very little sense to purchase them back then. Over the last decade, however, the technology has greatly improved and prices have dropped. As far as value, 5 years ago, lab-grown diamonds were half the price of natural diamonds. Currently, they are 90% less than the price of their natural counterpart. A common question we are asked is, will lab-grown diamonds continue to drop in value? While natural diamonds have maintained their value over the centuries, lab-grown diamonds have dropped in value in a short amount of time. Our recommendation is to be aware that prices could continue to drop and to make an informed decision. For more frequently asked questions regarding lab-grown versus natural diamonds, visit us at kjohns.com. And as always, our team of 10 amazing people are here at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero to answer all of your questions.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing ground, though the government has reopened. Walt Disney's chief financial officer, Hugh Johnston, says negotiations with YouTube could go on for a little while, so it built a hedge into its forecast for the company. The dispute's been going on for about 2 weeks, and Morgan Stanley estimates Disney is losing $30 million a week. Demand for Disney's parks, cruises, and Disney Plus streaming was strong in the recent quarter, though it continues to see a slowdown in demand for its TV and movies. Walt Disney shares are down 8%. San Francisco Fed President Mary Daly says it's premature to decide whether an interest rate cut is appropriate for December, though she says the general direction for the policy rate is downward. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stiefel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stiefel, where success meets success.
Stiefel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stiefel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stiefel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stiefel, 238-3080.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
And a good Thursday morning to you. I'm Chad Stevens. It is November 13th. It is 8:26 in the morning, filling in for Kevin Will this morning. And it will be again tomorrow, so I'm just warning you, you'll have my voice again tomorrow morning, bright and early. Do want to remind you that as part of the holiday celebration, Wine Country Theater is presenting It's a Wonderful Life, but they're doing it as a live 1940s radio play. That ought to be really great. The It's a Wonderful Life from Wine Country Theater is November 29th through December 14th at Plymouth Congressional, a Congregational Church in their fellowship hall. Wine Country Theaters, It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play, November 29th through December 14th. If you want more information, go to winecountrytheater.org. That's winecountrytheater.org.
Savage Spirits and Deli on 21st and Spring wants every military person to know that you get a discount at their store. They appreciate your service and our freedom. Savage is home to the Bearcat Sandwich, the Boys in Blue, and the mouth-watering fresh barbecue tri-tip every day. Be sure to ask for your discount for active military and veterans. Savage Spirits and Deli on the corner of 21st and Spring in Paso Robles.
Greetings everyone, Jim with Roosters Firearms here. We're continuing to receive new handguns that have made it to the state roster. Kel-Tec 9mm handguns are the newest addition, and we have two in different colors arriving any day, along with the much-awaited Walther 9mm handguns. I also want to give you a sneak preview of the newest line of hunting rifles we will be carrying. We are in the final stages of becoming a dealer for Fierce Firearms. If you're in the market for a high-grade, premium hunting rifle, check out their website. We have already sold several of their rifles, and customers' reviews are excellent. My son Tristan is spearheading the partnership with Fierce Firearms, and he will soon have more details to share with our customers, so keep your ears tuned for the next upcoming radio ad.
Hi, this is Terry. It's time to go shooting. We have ear and eye protection, bags and slings, holsters and cleaning kits, and cool shirts, because you need to look good on the range too. We have everything you need as a beginner shooter and as a competitive shooter. Everything you need is at Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today, we're concerned about the transportation of toxic waste and the possibility of accidents. Back in 1885, Virginia City, Nevada had a problem with the transportation of waste. Although it wasn't toxic, it did clear out the area.
Ah!
City, Nevada was a bustling metropolis in 1885. The streets were crowded with pedestrians and horses pulling carriages and wagons. The townspeople were concerned about men galloping their horses at breakneck speed through the downtown area. Then there were farmers with wagons pulled by horses not accustomed to all the noise and congestion. A breakaway team could cause all kinds of havoc. The garbage collectors of that time were called swill collectors. An operator of a swill cart would actually collect garbage at no charge to be used for his hogs. On November 14, 1885, a swill cart filled with barrels of garbage was traveling on one of Virginia City's hilly streets when something frightened the horse pulling the cart and he bolted. One of the two men on the cart jumped to safety, but the driver stayed with the breakaway. The driver struggled to get control. Then he looked up and saw a vegetable wagon pulled by four horses slowly crossing his path. The swill cart T-boned the vegetable wagon. Fortunately, none of the men on the wagons were seriously hurt, but the barrels of swill mixed with the vegetables covered the road and sidewalks. Flying barrels of swill broke through the windows of the surrounding businesses, and the lethal mixture flowed into any door that was open. It may not have been a toxic tragedy, but I can assure you that any merchant who later had a damaged merchandise sale didn't have very many buyers.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Step into the blenders and embrace the season in style. We're here to help you transition your wardrobe for fall. Slip into a soft sweater, long cardigan, or seasonal outerwear. Add a beautiful scarf to instantly refresh your favorite outfit. Complete your look with our stunning accessories and leather handbags, a perfect finishing touch. Check out Merle Norman's fall color collection. Everything you'll need to pull your autumn style together. Come experience it all at The Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week, including Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This November, Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to journey to the alpine region of Alto Adige without leaving Paso Robles. The culinary tour of Italy features daily a la carte dishes like house-made muesli with orange blossom honey for breakfast, crispy pork schnitzel with persimmon mostarda for lunch, and braised lamb shank with herb spätzle for dinner. On Thursdays and Fridays, savor a four-course tasting menu featuring spinach and ricotta dumpling. Pair your meal with Italian wine. Cello Restaurant and Bar, Allegretto Vineyard Resort.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The City of Atascadero's 5th Annual Fall Festival is returning this weekend. This free admission event will transform the beautiful sunken gardens in downtown Atascadero into a family-friendly, full-scale carnival, rain or shine. The festival will be filled with rides, games, vendors, breweries, entertainment, music, and more. For more information, you can visit Atascadero Fall Festival, fallfest.com. The El Camino Homeless Organization's annual Turkey Trot 5K and Fun Run will return to the Atascadero Lake Park. This cherished holiday season kicks off on Thanksgiving morning, bringing together friends, family, and neighbors to celebrate and help fuel ECHO's mission to help individuals and families find housing and stability. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds with rain today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
I'm Gianna Gelosi. Last night, President Trump signed the bill to end the longest government shutdown in history and took the opportunity to blast Democrats, accusing them of playing politics with Americans' paychecks.
We went through this short-term disaster with the Democrats because they thought it would be good politically.
Now, Democrats failed to get an extension of Obamacare subsidies included in the plan, and air traffic controllers will be paid soon, but the FAA is continuing with its flight reductions for now.
Things are going to start getting better over the next few days, but not today. So the airlines had largely already planned for this ramp up in cancellations, and it's going to take some time for things to get back to normal.
That is Fox's Garrett Tenney at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Nearly 1,000 flights canceled today in the U.S. Hundreds more are delayed. America is listening to Fox News.
Is being brought to you on KPRL by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. You'll love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and doors. North County weather, we are looking for cloudy skies today, a 70 to 75% chance of rain, highs in the upper 60s. Winds out of the south at 20 to 30 miles per hour. That's some strong gusts. Tonight, cloudy with showers, lows in the mid-50s. Winds a little lighter, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tomorrow, showers early, then mostly sunny. Highs in the low 60s, winds from 15 to 25 miles per hour. Looking ahead to our extended forecast, cloudy with an inch of rain on Saturday, showers on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy Tuesday and Wednesday, cloudy on Thursday, and we could get as much as a half an inch of rain on Wednesday also. Upper 50s on Saturday, low 60s Sunday, upper 50s Monday, low 60s on Tuesday and Wednesday, 60 a week from today. Currently, it is 65 degrees. Weather has been brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built in. Call Paso Robles Glass at 805-238-4014. Good morning, 838, 22 away from 9 o'clock here on KPRL.
From Paso Robles Wineries to Atascadero's storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
Good morning. It is Thursday, November 13th. I'm Chad Stevens, and I want to let you know about the Paso Robles Lions Club. They're rolling out their red carpet for its 2026 Adult Prom Night. The event will be held Saturday, April 18th at 7 p.m. at the Paso Robles Inn Ballroom. The Lions Club is looking for local businesses, service clubs, and community partners to come on board as event sponsors. All proceeds from the adult prom go right back into the community through the Paso Robles Lions Club's longstanding commitment to Paso Robles High School scholarships, sportsmanship awards, and other local service projects. Sponsorships help students pursue college and career goals, support positive youth activities, and keep service dollars local. For more information on Adult Prom Night, go to PasoRoblesLionsClub.org. That's PasoRoblesLionsClub.org. Looking for local businesses, service clubs, and community partners to come on board as event sponsors for the Paso Robles Lions 2026 Adult Prom Night. That should be a lot of fun. I've done a couple of those as a disc jockey, and they were always a good time. It is 8:40, 20 minutes away from 9 o'clock. You're on the right choice, KPRL. We've got freedom of speech coming up next.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your SLO County Golf Card before January 1st.
Good morning, I'm Chad Stevens, filling in for Kevin Will. He'll be back on Monday, so you and I will be together again tomorrow. And in the new studio is our good friend Chris Garcia, and keeping things sane here at KPRL. It is time for our final Freedom of Speech segment here on KPRL. It's brought to you by Red's On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber fast, 24/7, same-day service, 5-star rating on Google, call Red's On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188. All right, if there's something on your mind this morning, give us a call, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Don't forget to put the 805 in front of that. Now, earlier we were talking a little bit about Sadie Hawkins Day, and
because that's today,
it is Sadie Hawkins. Sadie Hawkins Day.
It is Sadie Hawkins Day today.
Thank you, man. I can't see through my eye teeth. I realize now why on this date in 1977, after 43 years as a regular feature in hundreds of newspapers, Al Capp's comic strip Lil Abner came to a final conclusion. So 43 years of Lil Abner, and of course Sadie Hawkins was one of the characters in the comic strip Lil Abner. So on this date in 1977, it ceased to exist as far as new comic strips go. So no wonder you hadn't heard of Lil Abner. Although he did have these things called schmooze, and schmooze were alive. They look like a chicken leg. And their entire reason for being is to serve humans. And you could tell them, you know, you wanted to eat apple pie, and they'd taste like apple pie. It was very strange. It was very, very strange.
You said schmooze. I thought that was some kind of antiquated term for a kiss.
You mean like a smooch?
Yeah, like, hey, come here, give me a schmooze. Sounds like something people in the 70s would say.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah, wow. It was on this date in 1927. Check this out. It took 7 years of construction and over $48 million, and this is 1920s dollars, to get the Holland Tunnel, New York City's connection to Jersey City, New Jersey, opened to traffic. And they had opened on this date in 2027. And as soon as it opened, 20,000 pedestrians walked the entire 9,250-foot length of the Holland Tunnel.
Sheesh.
that's probably the last time that they've had pedestrians in the Holland Tunnel.
The first and last.
Yeah. Wow. Over 20,000 people in 1927, I guess.
How long was it again? Like, how long is this tunnel?
It's 9,250 feet.
Okay, so
almost 2 miles.
Almost,
right?
2 miles. Yeah, okay, I was thinking it was going to be a lot longer than that, but no, walking 2 miles ain't nothing.
Well,
for most people, yeah, I should say. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot. I'm a little on the younger side.
Yeah, and I'm on the other side. But thanks for playing our game. We have lovely parting gifts. Yeah, 9,250 feet. 20,000 people walked on the day that it opened in 1927. What else happened today? I don't know. Oh. In 1940, Fantasia, Walt Disney's Fantasia, opened at New York's Broadway Theater. One critic called the film as terrific as anything that's ever happened on the screen. Have you seen Fantasia?
I haven't, actually. I know what it's, I shouldn't say about, because it's not really about anything. It's right. A series of, you know, animated shorts and musicals and stuff like that, but I know about it.
Okay.
Never owned it on VHS, though, so that's why I never saw it.
I don't think it was available for a long time, if I remember correctly. They didn't release it until much, much later.
That much later is probably when I was born, if it, you know, premiered in 1940.
Well, yeah, you're right. Speaking of holiday things, as we were earlier, the first artificial snow was produced on November 13th, 1946, in Massachusetts. Huh. I didn't think that artificial snow was that old. Oh, well. In 1968, November 13th was a really good day for the Beatles. And you do know the Beatles, of course.
Yes, I know the Beatles.
Yeah. Their movie, Yellow Submarine, premiered. And their single, Hey Jude, was riding at the top of the charts. So, Hey Jude was in its seventh of 9 weeks at the number one spot when Yellow Submarine premiered in the United States. Have you ever seen Yellow Submarine?
I have not.
It's very strange. I've never made it all the way through it, and I'm sorry for any diehard Beatles fans. I just can't. I don't know.
Why is that?
I don't know. It's just weird. I don't like a lot of that 60s stuff. It's just it wasn't for me, even though I grew up in that era.
A nonconformist, I see.
Yeah. Yes, that's me. On this date in 1971, Mariner 9 was placed in orbit around Mars. It was the first man-made spacecraft to orbit another planet. And you go, well, they went around the moon. Well, the moon's not a planet. It's a moon.
Which it's a satellite.
Which is why they call it the moon. Mariner 9. You probably don't remember that either, because you weren't born.
I wasn't around. So what is Mariner 9 then?
Mariner 9 was It was a spacecraft that they sent to Mars to send back pictures, and you know, it went off without a glitch, as I recall. But I mean, that's been 1971. I was young, and I wasn't paying attention a lot to the news.
Most people who are young don't do. I remember thinking the news was boring as a kid. It's like, oh, Mom and Dad, why do you want to watch the news? The news is boring.
And yet, here you are today.
Isn't that funny? The irony isn't lost on me.
238 KPRL.
And the news still is boring.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
especially when it's done by me.
No. I say to you, nay. If you've got something on your mind, if you want to talk a little bit about, we were talking earlier about Sadie Hawkins Day, and it was where women would ask men out. They would be the one asking for the date. Now, that started in 1935, I believe, Sadie Hawkins Day. Is it a different world today? If you're a lady, I would say a lot of our listeners are probably happily married. There are some who are happily unmarried.
Right. But, you know, if you have a story from when you were younger and still.
Yeah. So did you ask guys out? Do we ask guys out today? We also talked about going Dutch, or the man not paying for the meal every time. And this would be in a relationship, not if you're, you know, a new couple. Although I still think that, you know, I don't think the guy should always have to pony up. But that's just me. Some people took umbrage at that. What do you think? 238-KPRL, 238-5775. Otherwise, you're just going to have to listen to us, you know, yammer for a little bit because, you know, we've got to kill time.
And that's no fun, listening to us yammer.
No, I don't have a good time doing it, and I like us. Riddick Bowe. Did you ever hear of Riddick Bowe?
What is that?
He was a boxer, and he won the undisputed heavyweight boxing title in Las Vegas with a unanimous decision over Evander Holyfield. And Riddick Bowe, that's basically the only way and reason we would ever know him. And then I think he lost the title his next fight, if I remember correctly.
Well, now I feel bad for asking what is that instead of who is that.
Well, how would you know?
I don't know.
It was, you know, totally foreign to you. Yeah, he fought 45 fights. He KO'd his opponent 76% of the time. Wow. His alias was Big Daddy. Riddick Lamont Bowe. Big Daddy Bowe. I see. Gotcha. All right. He weighed 195 pounds. Is that right?
Huh. You tell me.
All right. I guess.
How tall was he?
He was... 6'5".
Oh. Whoa, that's...
Wow.
A little bit lighter than I was expecting, given his height and occupation, I suppose.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure that his weight fluctuated tremendously. You know, sort of like Santa Claus's.
Right.
Eat, Santa, eat. All right, what else happened on this day? Let's see. We talked about the Holland Tunnel. We talked about Riddick Bowe, which is one of the most riveting, you know, things we've ever talked about. Oh, in 1998, U.S. President Bill Clinton agreed to pay Paula Jones $850,000 to drop her sexual harassment lawsuit with no apology or admission of guilt, ending the four-year legal battle that spurred the impeachment proceedings against him. $850,000 to Paula Jones to...
Drop it.
Drop it like it's hot.
Look, I know that, you know, dropping it or settling cases is a way to, you know, stop them. But in a way, to me, sometimes it feels like an admission of guilt. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Just like, I'll give you all this money if you please shut up. Why do you want me to shut up so bad?
Because we don't want the truth to come out during court proceedings.
Exactly.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more with you on that one. Let's see. What else is going on here? Oh, the New Frontier Hotel and Casino was imploded on this date in 2007. It had been open since 1942, and so I guess it was about time for it to go. Today is Actor Day, National Actors Day.
Hey, I think we went over that one.
Yeah. Billy Elliot, the musical, debuted on this date in 2008. Speaking of actors, at Broadway's Imperial Theater. It was based on the 2000 film Billy Elliot. Did you ever see the film Billy Elliot?
No, I have not.
Okay. It's about this kid who loved to dance. Music by Elton John. It closed on Broadway after 1,312 performances. Man, won 10 Tony Awards, took 10 Drama Desk Awards, including, in each case, Best Musical. The production received rave reviews. Time called it a triumph. Billy Elliot, the musical, and it's one of the most popular musicals for high schools and colleges now, I understand. All right, let's head to the phone lines. Hi, KPRL, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Chris. You know, I was like you. I went to see, I'm probably of your vintage, and I went to see Yellow Submarine. I couldn't understand it at all.
Oh, good.
That was really difficult to imagine. It took me like 40 years later, and the music of the time, which there were some great songs. I never was a fan of the Rolling Stones. I thought they were overrated, but not as human beings, but as their music. And those people did drugs that got a kick out of that movie. And, you know, I wasn't even around drugs in those years. And I think I finally figured out, and guys were telling me later, yeah, everybody was on drugs. And that's why that stuff was so entertaining, along with some of the music that was popular at the time.
Well, having never tried to watch it on anything, I guess that's probably why. And I don't think I'm going to try again, to tell you the truth. And actually, honestly, same thing with Fantasia. I didn't really like it either. I know that's sort of blasphemy to say, but that was not really.
It was a sign of the times and the story and the same thing. Like I said, with music, I mean, like Jimi Hendrix had a few amazingly beautiful songs. I mean, wonderful songs that are stand the test of time. But
right.
What are they good for? But listening, and those that enhanced their listening experience were on drugs. I didn't know that. I had no clue. And then there's other artists that we can mention, but it wasn't like what dancing music or ballroom music or anything to that effect.
No,
I understand completely.
Yeah, no, and I was with you. I did not like the Rolling Stones. I've grown to appreciate them, and I was not early on a big fan of the Beatles. And once again, I've certainly learned to appreciate their music. I like the early Beatles a lot better, which is to me the pre-drug Beatles, because everybody was, you know, getting high and writing music. I, from that era, and I think in the light of day, things look different. I don't know.
Well, the Beatles portrayed a clean-cut look compared to any time, but we gathered around the television to watch the Ed Sullivan Show that night. I'll never forget it. The family did, and I remember my dad, look at those long hair guys, man. They got long hair. Long hair, that was nothing to long hair. We all thought it was long hair.
Yeah, and we didn't know any better. And it was long hair for the time, but nothing. I mean, that's a regular haircut nowadays.
Yeah, and I was infatuated with them like most young preteen guys, and I thought, I want to be one of those guys, especially with all the girls chasing me, you know. And I thought, how do they do that? You know,
I did ask for,
and I did like their music, and they were truly, truly great artists. And they followed, you know, their role models were like guys that were the best in the world, like Chuck Berry. I mean, there was no one better than Chuck Berry and his rock and roll.
No, I agree. Chuck Berry was, I mean, he was a great songwriter, great musician, and could sing, and wrote about real stuff, but made it entertaining.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's about all the time I'll take from you, and I just thought I'd agree with you.
No, and I appreciate it. I really like it when people agree with me. It doesn't happen very often, so when it does, I'm very grateful. So thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good day.
You too. Bye now. Although, I didn't like the Beach Boys either when I was a kid, and it's like, I don't know. I liked Elvis, and I liked, Frank Sinatra. I guess, I don't know. But now you look at all this music and you go, well, the Beach Boys were geniuses, and I don't know if you've ever heard any of their songs where they take the instruments out and it's just the vocals of the Beach Boys. It's so great. They were just great musicians, and well, you know, those that are left of the Beach Boys are still great, and the Rolling Stones are still touring. They have defibrillators all around the stage, which is absolutely true. They also have monitors now, so Mick Jagger, in case he forgets the lyrics, can look down at the teleprompter and sing the lyrics. But they're still going strong after, you know, umpteen years. My goodness. All right.
Still got about a minute left.
All right. Give us a call if you got, you know, five words to say. 238-KPRL, 238-5775. Well, I will say that for those of you who participated in the freedom of speech this morning, I do appreciate it greatly. Freedom of speech on KPRL is brought to you this hour by Red's On Time Plumbing. When you need a plumber fast, 24/7, same-day service, 5-star rating on Google, that is Red's On Time Plumbing. You can give them a call at 805-466-6188. And we've been talking about the Children's Theater doing The Sound of Music. That's this weekend. I am going to go see that, so I'll be able to report in. I'm looking forward to it. They always put on some great stuff. And I'm really excited about seeing It's a Wonderful Life, the radio show version by Wine Country Theater. That's coming up the day after Thanksgiving into the second week of December, as I recall. So if you want more info on that, go to winecountrytheater.org.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
As the San Luis Obispo County Airport continues to expand and see increased traffic, there have been periods where its parking facilities reach full capacity. An item on the next Board of Supervisors agenda proposes the construction of two new parking lots for $960,000. Funds for the parking lot will come from the Airport Enterprise Fund balance. A winter wreath workshop will be held in Templeton Saturday, November 22nd from 2 to 4 p.m. Celebrate the cozy season with learning how to craft your own stunning, preserved natural wreath. Everything to create a wreath is included in this workshop with light refreshments as well for $75. You can sign up online using the link found at templetoncsd.org. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy skies with rainfall today. Highs in the upper 60s. It's 66 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All righty. Chris Garcia, thank you. Always a pleasure to share the microphone with you. This hour, the Morning Exchange has been brought to you on KPRL by North County Septic Service. Number one in the number two business. Give them a call at 239-3838.
When North County comes to talk, AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.